The final OTA practice of the Florida Blue practice fields followed up by a softball home run derby. Brandon Marshall, the linebacker, Drew Nowak, the offensive lineman, were the finalists. And the lefty, Nowak, gets the victory, and the offensive line has dinner. Welcome into Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with the senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. I didn't see you hitting, and I don't know if you would have picked Nowak before this thing or not.
You're not going to see me paying either, but I'd call Drew Nowak an upset, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. Stanback was drafted by the Orioles. You'd think he could hit a little bit.
And the understanding was Stanback was very confident beforehand, and I'm not sure that worked out the way you liked.
That didn't, not at all. The offensive line's eating, so they won. 10th and final OTA practice is done, John. First of all, with a new staff around here, everybody was here. Everybody was here, and that's important.
Yeah, you had a few guys missing because of injuries, but I don't think it's a surprise that you would see guys in full attendance. New coaching staff, new general manager, new head coach, most importantly, who's all about competition with this. He wanted to see that out there. He had all the guys in attendance who could be here, and that's not insignificant.
You got to be here to learn a new system, certainly both sides of the ball. And the guys that were here are very fast, and that's something that's pretty new around here too, speed.
I think you're seeing Ace Sanders, Denard Robinson are the guys that really stand out for speed. Ace Sanders playing out there today has started to show things in the last week because he's been healthy. But certainly Dave Caldwell wants this roster to get faster. It's probably not as fast as it is as it will be next year, not as fast as it will be the year after that, but it's getting faster, and that's the whole idea right now.
It's early June now, John. Speed is a part of this identity of this team, but is it too early to really give us the full identity of what this team could be in the fall?
I think you'll see that until next fall. Overall, that's what Gus wanted to try to get out of this OTA, is try to figure out who these guys are. Speed's going to be a part of it. I think we'll find out more in training camp.
Speaking of Gus Bradley, here's what he had to say after the final OTA practice today.
We're very pleased with the challenges we present them. And, you know, at the end, it kind of went back and forth. Offense a couple days ago had a really good day. Yesterday, the defense had a really good day. So it goes back and forth. And that's what happens when you start seeing both sides of the ball improve.
Well, of course, the first position everybody looks at is quarterback. Mm-hmm. We've talked about that a good bit. Blaine Gabbert, Chad Henne are the top two guys really in this competition. Matt Scott's been on the field. Where do you see this thing right now?
Well, it's Henne and Gabbert going into training camp, and everybody wants to know the answer to that. We've talked about it on this show. We've talked about it all over the place. Everybody wants to know the answer. You're not going to know the answer until training camp starts. I've gone on record. I think Blaine wins the job, but it's going to be a competition, and I think it happens during preseason. I really don't see this playing out and a decision coming until maybe after the third preseason game, but it's going to happen in training camp.
And they're pretty much grading on everything, inside, outside the building, on the field, off the field. Offensive coordinator Jed Fish said the grading's been going on for a long time.
The grading process started the first day we all met, so it started in April, I guess, when we had our very first meeting. And then from there, we evaluate how guys do in the meeting room. We evaluate how they do on the field. They evaluate how they do it individual. You know, we've got, I guess, 90% of the snaps Chad and Blaine are taking, and then about 10% Matt's taking. But sure, every play is evaluated, and we'll meet on it, and we'll talk about it. And then when that time comes, we'll make the decision. But we're in no necessarily a hurry right now. There's just enough reps for both guys to get. So we'll decide when it's time, and we'll go from there.
Let's move to the defensive side of the ball now, specifically defensive ends. Jason Babin back in the building today, a couple of days after surgery on his groin. You talked to him. How's he feel?
I think the biggest thing to remember is he doesn't think this is going to be a big deal. He said he's supposed to be ready by training camp. He had a little problem with the groin, went up to Philly. They decided to do the surgery, but shouldn't be an issue going forward.
And I don't know if he'd want to hear this, but he's not quite a spring chicken anymore, but this is his first ever surgery, and we'll see how he responds off of that. And, of course, Andre Brandt's getting a lot of reps at that Leo spot in his place. Defensive tackle, another spot on that line that's been almost a revolving door here in camp. A lot of guys coming in, a lot of new faces. But one of those faces that is here is not on the field, Roy Miller, and he's a guy that could win one of these jobs, right?
And it sounds like he's going to get back for next week. That's the hope. I talked to Roy this week. He said he feels like he's going to be ready. He says he feels like he's one of these guys who's probably a little more ready than the trainers are letting him be. But it sounds like he's going to be back there, and I would expect to see him back in training camp.
Okay, let's big picture look at this team now. 10 OTAs in. There's a veteran minicamp a while back now, rookie minicamp, then the 10 OTAs. Who's been the star so far?
Well, it probably won't come as a surprise. It's been Cecil Shorts. We've all seen him out there. He's looked like a guy who's ready to have a breakout season. And everybody says, well, how do you know that out on the field during the spring? the way a receiver carries himself, the way he gets open, the way he makes plays. You saw a lot of it last year on the field during the regular season. I think you're seeing a lot more during OTAs. I expect him to have a breakout season this season.
Speaking of wide receivers, Justin Blackmon was out in the community last night at Latitude 30 for a bowling event supporting tornado victims in his home state of Oklahoma. He presented a $15,000 check to the American Red Cross. A whole lot of teammates were there. Head coach Gus Bradley was even in attendance last night, too. So good to see Blackmon out supporting his home state. Okay, John, there's another mini camp coming up. This is mandatory next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But, boy, the news on Tuesday is going to be about one man and one man only.
Well, it's going to be Maurice Jones-Drew, and he's going to address everything that's been going on, I'm sure. That'll be the story that day. But for the most part, on the field, it's going to be more about continuing what they've gotten done. There's a few more drills, a few more things they're going to get into. Maurice will be the story Tuesday, but I expect it to move on to football after that.
Great coverage all, 3 weeks of OTAs, John. Good stuff.
A lot of fun.
John Osher, JP Shadrick, that's it for today on Inside the Jaguars.